The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You testify on your own behalf, so your testimony cannot be verified. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge by appearances, but I do not judge anyone. And even if I should judge, my judgment is valid, because I am not alone, but it is I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified. I testify on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. So they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the treasury in the temple area. But no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. If we had done the readings of the day, the very first reading is one of the longest daily readings in the entire liturgical year. And so I planned on just giving a very brief little something of a homily. I'll try to expand it a tiny bit. Our Lord says, I am the light of the world. So every single time we receive Holy Communion, the light of the entire world, of the entire universe, comes into our souls. The light that illuminates everything comes into the depths of our hearts. And so every time we receive Holy Communion, we share more fully in the luminosity of God Himself. And so what happens in this is the more frequently we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the more we come to know the splendor of our souls, the grandeur for which we were made. It's so incredibly beautiful. But simultaneously, the more we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the more we are enlightened, the more we become aware of every tiny little bit of darkness that dwells within us, every little speck of dust, every corner that is still a little bit cluttered. And that is what ought to be happening. And even progressively more so, the more we grow in holiness of life. And sometimes people wonder, you know, why is this happening? I'm going to church more, I'm praying more often, and yet I see ever more clearly how unworthy I am. How much more I still need to be cleansed of. I'm going to confession more than I used to go. That means the Holy Spirit is taking His dwelling ever more abundantly in your souls. And what our Lord hopes to accomplish by that is not that we turn from Him because we don't want to see that within us, but that we become more active in trying to purify ourselves, but even more so that we beg Him ever more to come and set us free. Because we start to realize, I cannot do this work on my own. Lord, You must accomplish it all in me. Just yesterday, I began reading a new book by one of my favorite spiritual authors, a man who was the Archbishop of Mexico City last century, And he co-authored this work with a woman who, another Mexican woman, who was a wife and a mother who became the founders of 5 religious communities, had a profound interior life. And she said this about herself as she grew in her conversion. She said, "In Holy Communion, I feel that every affection and desire of my heart is satisfied. Yes, I have found the beloved of my heart. I was wandering around for years, thinking to find happiness where it does not exist. And I was always unhappy. But now that Jesus fills my soul, leaving it inebriated with delight, now, and only now, I am truly happy."